media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches. We'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Drexel Dragons, Zach Spiker. Good morning, Coach Spiker.
Good morning, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Just one game for you guys since we last spoke, since the snowstorm wiped you out down at William & Mary. But you guys also, with a look at UNCW and come up short 90-72, kind of go back and review that game and give me your view on how your team played.
Sure. You know, I think Wilmington, as all of us know, I think is one of the better teams in our conference and quite frankly, top 25 vote-worthy team. Because they have the ability to score in bunches, and they started the game out that way. We had a slow start in transition and then a couple missed assignments, and you just can't do that against top-tier teams in any conference. But I think in the CAA it certainly magnifies itself, and it did. So we had a tough start, but in the second half, playing down with a big margin, we were able to play and execute, and we're able to cut the lead to single digits at one time and have the basketball. And I was proud of our guys for continuing to compete. I think I would echo a lot of the thoughts that what Martin said at Delaware in terms of process. And we're focusing on that right now. And there were some positives to take from the game, but also some very learning and teachable moments for our guys to understand what we need to do to be successful in a quality conference like the CAA.
One of the things that they do so well at UNCW is pressure the ball. They're one of the top teams in the country at forcing turnovers, and you guys only 13 against their pressure, which is several under their average. How were you pleased at the way you were able to handle that?
No, only 13, and really if you break those 13 down, they went into different categories there, and few of them were against the press. So that was a positive for us. To be successful in the Colonial, you've got to be good with the basketball, and we've had some early games here, our first three games, and you know, we've had 47 turnovers, and that's you know, too many turnovers to be successful on a consistent basis. But the 13 certainly showed improvement, and it was against a very good basketball team in Wilmington.
We're here with Drexel head coach Zach Spiker. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue. If you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio Baltimore.
Hi, Chris Spiker. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Going good. I'm finally good to talk to you finally. I didn't get a chance to talk to you in media day. Just talk about your team so far, and what do you guys have to do this week against Northeastern? They like to throw some three-pointers, even from probably they hit three-pointers from Boston or something like that.
Yeah. You know what? Northeastern is a very well-coached and talented and disciplined team on offense. And, you know, I think Coach Cohen does a great job of putting their players in positions to be successful. And it's something that we're working hard to try and do on our end here and making sure the right guys have the ball in the right situations and the right position of the floor to attack and make plays. And if they have three-pointers open, they take them. If they don't, they get to the line, or they get layups, and that's a sign of a well-coached team.
Well, evaluate your job so far. You're half a season in there up in Philadelphia. What the good and the bad? You know, what do you like about being at Drexel, and what's the things you got to work on?
Well, we love being at Drexel. We love being in Philadelphia. You know, the greatest city for college basketball in our country, without a doubt, and the tradition and so much of it. You know, with that, we're trying to establish a new style, a new way of playing for this group. And with that, there's always transition and growing pains with any program. And certainly that is, you know, part of our process right now. But it is a process that we are embracing. And we're learning and understanding that how we perform on game days is a direct correlation to how we perform on practice. And games that we've played well, we've had good practices. The games where we haven't been at our best, we probably haven't had the best preparation leading up to it. And that's all part of the process, to know that everything matters. Every little detail matters. And is it one detail on its own? Can win or lose something? No, but it leads to habits, and habits lead to winning and losing basketball games. And we're trying to focus on reinforcing the habits that lead to winning games. And you can't control whether the ball goes in or out, so it's probably not fair to look at the record or look at anything from a win and loss standpoint and say, hey, you're doing this or doing that. The reality is if the ball doesn't go in and our process and our habits are good, then we're going to be okay with that. And we know in the long term that the wins and losses will take care of itself.
Well, I hope you have safe travels up to Boston, and hopefully there's no snow up there.
There's definitely going to be snow up there, and I also hope we have safe travels.
Good luck.
Your next question is from the line of Joe Giuliano with the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Joe, how you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good. Hey, I noticed Rodney Williams is having a pretty good year for you guys, and I know obviously you can't compare him to last year, but since you've taken over the job, how have you seen Rodney improve, and what have you worked on with him to get him to a higher level of play?
Yeah, I think Rodney has been a consistent performer for us, one of our most consistent players, without a doubt. Certainly scoring the basketball, but also working on the glass. And sometimes as seniors go, they become more urgent down the stretch. And I think Rodney definitely has had an urgency, like you said. I can't compare to previous years, but I think he's playing some of his best basketball as I listen to others who have seen Rodney. And we're happy for that. Our team is good when Rodney's good, and we want Rodney to be at his best to put him in a position to play basketball professionally after college, like so many of our other players at Drexel have. And I think he takes great pride in that and wants to keep that tradition going.
And obviously Rodney is one of the holdovers from the previous group with Bruiser. How have you seen him adjust to the transition of the way you like to play ball and maybe be a leader on the team of the younger guys?
Yeah, I don't know if I would use the word holdover, to be honest with you. I think that's a tough term. And these guys are basketball players at Drexel, and they don't have control of circumstances, and all they're responsible for, and what we've talked about, is making sure you bring the right attitude, effort, and energy. And if you do those things on a daily basis, we'll see progress. And it's our job as coaches in the transition to make sure they understand different things, whether it's terminology or technique or offensive execution or what we're doing different defensively. But it really doesn't matter what we do, and it's way more about how we do things and the urgency that we compete with. And I think when we've done that, we've seen the results. And when we haven't done that, we've seen the results. And we just got to continue to learn and understand from experiences and move forward and put ourselves in a position where we're playing our best basketball in late February and March as we get to the conference tournament.
Okay, thanks a lot, Zach. Hope to meet you someday.
Not a problem. We're on 34th and Market. You're welcome to come over and watch practice anytime you'd like.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you.
Zach, before I let you go, you've touched a little bit on Northeastern. They've obviously been on quite a roll, 7 in a row, but you guys just saw them 10 days ago or so and were right there, had a chance to win that game, eventually fell in overtime. What can you take from that game? What did you do well in that game that you hope to do again in Boston, and then what do you feel like you need to correct to be able to get a win on Thursday?
Well, I don't want to show all my cards in case Coach Cohen's listening. No, I'm just kidding. But, I thought our guys played with good urgency. And I thought we did some things well offensively. And you know what? The margin for success or failure or win or loss is so thin that it's really not, hey, what things we need to do better. It's just an awareness that one deflection here or a little more ball pressure there or one more checkout on a rebound or a free throw could be determining factor in a game. So often, I think, in our society, our culture, we see a one-possession game, and you want to go back and look and see, oh, what was the final play of the game, right? And the truth is that there's one possession to start the game that might have been a difference. And, you know, we're coming off last night's college football national championship, and essentially was a one-possession game, and so many big plays took place. I didn't watch much of it. Matter of fact, I fell asleep, but I know it came down to a final play at the end. But I'm sure there were a lot of plays in the first 3.5 quarters that also determined that outcome. And we have to be aware of that and know that. And when there's a 40-minute basketball game on the line, what you do in the first 5 minutes, what you do between the 8-minute mark and the 4-minute mark in the first half, can have an impact on the final of the game if it's a one-possession or two-possession game. And that's something we need to be aware of and be consistent. But, yeah, I think that's a lesson we learned in the Northeastern game and a lesson we learned in a lot of games, win or lose.
All right, Zach, thanks for taking time with us this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, Rob. Safe travels, everybody, this week. See you.
Thank you very much.